Yeah, that's what's tough for me. It's they're either underneath of me at 10 yards or they're 400 yards deep. So the 4 to 16 is like my sweet spot for deer hunting right now where I hunt. 4 is a little high for up close, but I can work with it. And then 16 is a little short for how deep they are, but, you know, like last year, that one I shot at 300, it was, I think I was cranked up to 16 power, so I can't really go any smaller than what I got right now, and I really don't want to jump up to a 6x, because it's too much glass for a round that's predominantly being shot 150 and in.
Yeah, I got you. I was going to recommend, I got a 2.5 to 15 Athlon, I think it's a Midas, real nice scope, but it's heavy. it's kind of heavy, and real nice reticle, the Christmas tree kind of reticle, illuminated, zero stop, it's a heck of a nice scope. That's the one that, you know, I ended up getting replaced with the $1,000 scope kind of thing. I think they've got some on sale now for around 5 or something like that. But it is a heavy son of a gun. I love the scope. I love using it. The glass is good. The illumination is good. Everything about it is good as far as I'm concerned. But that $1,000 one, it's down to about 800, 700 or 800 now, but that's still kind of pricey. KEWOJ.